TalkLine is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during TalkLine may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Support for TalkLine is provided by Vitus Terminals, a local crew happy to fuel you. More information at BethelFuel.com.
Express yourself.
Oh, there we go. Oh, wow. I just came in loud and clear in my own two ears. All right, everyone. Welcome to TalkLine. It's Friday at 10, and I'm Diane McGachran, and in the booth, making sure everything goes well, is Mr. Matthew.
Hello. Good morning. Yeah, sorry about that. I forgot to turn on the program and audio buttons for your mic.
It's okay. I'm good.
How has your week been, Diane?
Really busy, getting geared up for the semester. I don't know if any listeners out there are in any of the cohort programs, but we have about 65 students.
Oh, wow. Well, what is a cohort?
Yeah, it's like the Rural Human Service cohort. We have two of those, and those are full. They have a lot of students. And then we have a Human Service Associate's Degree cohort. And when someone graduates from the Rural Human Service program, they can go right into the Associate Degree program and continue on their education path, all the way to a bachelor in social work. Some go on for their master's. We have some masters in social work here in town that went through this academic pathway.
Wow.
And then I think there's like one or two who are also now in a PhD program. So it's, anyway, getting geared up for that because we got a lot of students. So everyone, welcome to TalkLine again. I'm going to give out the numbers here for you. And as you know, we're a caller-driven show. So, it'd be great to hear from people. There's a lot going on in the world, in the region, or maybe other announcements you might have. You can call 907-543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954, and you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. And we have Akiyachuk on the phone. Good morning. Welcome to TalkLine.
Good morning, Diane. Good morning, Diane. How are you?
I'm good.
How are you doing?
How are you?
I'm glad you're doing fine. I'm doing fine.
Awesome.
I got a question. Pray for him. My son is doing fine in an anchorage. My son, Eddie.
Uh-huh.
How much I miss her. Right now she's anchored, and maybe right now in 3 years. 3 years she's waiting on an anchorage, and I miss her so much. Pray for him and my son.
Okay. Are they okay?
People said, listen to the videos, you know, that people pray for him. My son is sometimes you want to go home. I need her. I miss her so much, you know. Try to strong to me too. Long time ago, and said, keep going, sat down, I pray. My God, they help me and answer me. I pray he helped me. So my glad he helped me.
Come on.
You know, everything's been cut down, Medicaid, everything's food stamps, too, everything's. I want to not my son, you know, up the anchorage. In Sue Horton saying, don't try to ask it. Okay, Diane, pray for him, my son. This is Eddie from Market. So.
Okay.
Good morning, Diane.
Thank you.
And good weekend.
The whole region is with you. So, yes, and you have a good weekend, too.
You too. Bye.
Okay,
bye,
I'm Diane. Glad you called. All right. Bye-bye. Okay, Akiyachuk. And, yeah, so just getting ready for the week. And what about you, Matthew?
My week has been pretty good, to be honest. I'm actually going on a trip next week, so I won't be here for next talk line.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Anchorage and Palmer. I'm going to go to the state fair.
Oh, man. Are you just going just to go?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't have any business there?
No, no. Oh. It's taking a vacation, so I'm going to be going out and...
Listen to you. You're a grown-up now.
Right?
You
I have grown-up money.
You
and, I could,
and you take vacations.
Yeah. I have big boy money now, so I could, I could do what
money.
I want.
Yeah, let's see. Anyway, do you go... I've never been to the Alaska State Fair.
That's actually surprising.
I know, and I will go at some point. Mm. It's just when it happens in September, it's hard because I'm starting a school year.
That
and
is
stuff.
True. Yeah,
yeah,
that's right.
But
yeah, it'll be my third time going, so I'm excited.
Oh, okay. What do you look forward to seeing there?
Just about everything. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I mean, I'm gonna try to go see Journey. So, yeah.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. No.
Well, you're just a young lad to go
right?
see Journey.
Right.
Okay.
They
but
have
it's
good music
gonna,
though.
Worth it. Very melodic. Yeah. Journey. It's a great band. Okay. Oh, we thought we had a call coming in.
Yeah, that's my fault. But yeah, I'm excited to go see just about everyone and, you know, the vendors. I'm excited to go try some food.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to go try some of the rides. I am not going to, however, I'm not going to go on the slingshot.
Oh, if you, are you, no getting, for me. Are you getting too old no for that? Me. At
yeah.
the ripe old age, yeah. What are you, 23?
26.
26. Yeah, that's what happens as you get older. Suddenly certain rides just don't have the same appeal anymore.
Yeah, yeah, no, it just looks insane to me. I don't know, I don't think I'd ever, well, I just got to be open-minded. Maybe I will. Let's see.
Be open-minded about that slingshot. Mm. Give it a try. Yeah.
Yeah, my sister and my aunt have tried it.
Oh.
It looks crazy.
Yeah.
Well, my sister and my brother, actually.
Mm-hmm.
My younger brother, and it's insane.
Wow. Okay. That's right. They got the rides. They got acts. They got food. They got crafts. And they've got, like, the giant cabbage or something, right?
Yeah.
Like the farm
the giant,
stuff.
Yeah.
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 That's cool.
Yeah. And actually, David Spade is going to be there as well.
Are
he'll
you
be,
kidding?
He'll be there on the last day. I don't know. I think he's going to do, like, a comedy set. I'm not too sure. But I do want to try to go check him out. I know Zed, I believe.
Oh, why?
Played a couple days ago.
Yeah, I know that name.
Yeah.
But
I think I'm not too familiar with his or her work, but a lot of people have been talking about it.
Okay. Well, I hope you have a really good time. I think you will because you have enjoyed it in the past.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So.
Yeah, the last time I went to the State Fair, I went to go see Juice WRLD. Rest in peace to him, but he was a rap artist, and he passed away at the age of 21 a few years ago, and he performed his Goodbye and Good Riddance album. It was a phenomenal set.
Oh, wow. That's great that you got to see that. All right, we have a call coming in, so we'll wait a second and take that call. It's an overcast day so far. I'll give out the weather in a minute. Heading into fall, that's for sure. It's going to be kind of foggy in certain areas today. We're going to go to Stacy from the fitness center. Hi, Stacy.
Good morning, Diane.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
I was just calling to remind everybody that lifeguard training starts tonight. We have our first class at 5:30 p.m. tonight at the fitness center. So if anybody's interested in becoming a lifeguard, they need to grab their suit and come on down.
Oh, yeah. And the pay for a lifeguard is pretty decent, right?
Yes.
If they get hired,
Yep. Starting pay is $22 an hour. So it's a great position. There's lots of flexibility. It's a great job for students. And we're also looking for at least one full-time individual. So if somebody's looking for a good full-time position, they should really give this a shot.
And Stacy, this is Matthew real quick.
Hey.
Hi. For the lifeguard training, does it cost anything or is it free?
Nope, lifeguard training is free.
Nice. And you said it starts at 5:30 today?
5:30 tonight, yep.
Nice. Okay. Sweet.
All right. Awesome.
Awesome.
Then do you still have like Wednesday aerobics and water aerobics and stuff like that?
Yes, I still have water aerobics on Mondays and Wednesdays at 9 a.m. And
oh,
we
Mondays
also
too.
Have, even though Kevin sadly has left Bethel, David has picked up doing early morning classes.
Oh, wow.
So Monday, Wednesday, Friday, he has that 5:45 a.m. class.
Oh, my gosh. I know what Matthew's like shaking his head. No, that ain't me. But I wish it were me. But
yeah,
it ain't
yeah,
me.
Yeah,
no,
I'm not much of a morning person either.
Especially like once it gets chilly outside. No, I want to, but it's aspiration.
Yeah.
We
do have some other classes. Unfortunately, I don't have the schedule in front of me, so I don't know them off the top of my head. But if anybody's interested, ykfitness.org is our website, and all of our information is there.
Now, someone the other evening thought that the hot tub was shut down, but maybe it wasn't.
The hot tub is shut down, unfortunately. Yes, our pump is out.
Of course.
We are waiting on a new one that unfortunately has to be custom built. And so it is, yeah, it'll probably be mid-September before we get that new one in.
All right, not too long, so no one has to worry.
Yeah, yeah, hopefully not too long. Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the more main attractions people go to. There's a hot tub. It's very nice.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, at least it was down during the summer, and we should have it back up and running before it gets too cold.
What year would that be? You're talking 2028?
No, it is going to be this September.
2026. Five, I mean, we'll see. Okay. All right. Well, thanks for calling and letting us know about that.
Thank you. Hopefully we'll see lots of folks for lifeguard training.
Yeah, that'd be great. All right. Have a good day. Is she off?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, sorry. I do apologize.
It
sounded like there was something still going on. So we have a quick email. Please pay attention to kids early in the morning at bus stops. So true. And then, you know, it's going to start getting a little darker out there. So, and then another email from the slingshot and Apollo rides are gone at the state fair.
Are gone?
You thought you were going to give it a shot.
I was going to consider it, but what is the Apollo ride? I don't
know.
I think that's one of the more extreme rides at the fair. Gonna have to search that up.
Yeah. Get on that. Look that up. All right, if you want to call in, it's 543-5985, 543-2756, also 800-995-8954, or you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. Got a quick Tundra Drums announcement. Join the Gregories and Turners for the Celebration of Life for Mary Gregory on August 30th at 3 p.m. at the VFW building. Please bring a dish to share. Guiana. And there's a cell phone was found Monday morning in the parking lot of the United Pentecostal Church. Please call 545-1945 to identify and claim. That happens to your phone.
So I did search up the Apollo ride. I do remember what it is. I've never personally have ridden it before, but it's that ride that starts off slowly going side to side, and then eventually it does a 360, like a circle. I'm not explaining it too well, but it does sound very extreme. It's one of the more extreme rides at the state fair.
Oh, wow. Okay. You wouldn't have done it anyway.
Yeah, never. I've seen it before. I've seen it firsthand. I actually have been in the line for it, but at last minute I chickened out. I was like, yeah, no, this is not for me.
Okay, now, we like to do our customary quick movie connection, but I think we got a caller coming in, so we'll... I think there's two kind of good movies at the theater this weekend. Well, there's usually good movies there, actually. Okay, it looks like we have a call coming in. Our weather today on the Kuskokwim campus is going to be mostly cloudy with a high near 58 today, and we're going to go to a caller. Thank you for calling. You're on the air. Hello, caller?
Yes.
Yes. Hi.
Good morning from Chivac.
Oh, Chivac. Thank you. Oh, that was their call.
Yeah, he just said good morning. Good morning to you and everyone from Chivac. Hello.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that. What station do they listen to on there? Oh, I don't have all the stations memorized.
I don't either.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Unfortunately not, but oh, I didn't even put you on the spot. Search it up, though.
Okay. So there's two...
It's KCUK.
Oh, KCUK. Thank you. Chivac, KCUK. Oh, okay. So here in Bethel, there's a couple movies playing. One is called Nobody 2, which is a sequel. And then there's The Naked Gun. Both of these movies got really good reviews. Kind of funny. Naked Gun is supposed to be really good. So I think we're going to go to a caller. Oh, no. Okay.
No, it was another TVAC caller, actually. They hung up before I could say anything. They just said, hello, good morning, and we're having Tundra Fest today. I'm like, okay, nice.
Oh, okay. They have Tundra Fest?
I think that's what she said,
oh,
yeah.
Okay. Oh, so the community probably has a bunch of different things going on.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. All right. I hope the weather kind of holds in there for them.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so if you have other announcements you'd like to share with us, we're happy to air those. And for the weekend here in Bethel on the Kuskokwim Delta, rain is likely, mainly before 7 a.m., some fog, high near 61, going to be cloudy, and Sunday... Same thing, chance of rain, cloudy with a high near 58. And then the lower Kuskokwim Valley is very similar, but partly sunny with a high near 62. Saturday, rain likely in the lower Kuskokwim Valley, cloudy, highs near 60. And on Sunday, oh, there is a chance of rain, cloudy with a high near 60. So kind of our whole region is going to be a little bit overcast.
Mm-hmm.
And not very warm, but warm enough. All right. So, got those.
Oh, yeah, so today is Friday, August 22, and it was the first day of kindergarten at the Emmy School was today.
Today?
Yeah.
Oh, now see, that would be so adorable to see them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, leaving their mom or dad and going in there.
Yeah, and actually, Emmy has early release today. Students dismiss at 1 p.m.
Oh, at ME? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, first day of school, they get an early release.
Okay, good.
I believe it's every Friday for ME. I believe it is.
That they have an early release?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, so here in Bethel, if you want to read more about the city council candidates, there's three that have... filed, Vice Mayor Teresa Keller, current council member Mark Springer, and new candidate Kelsey Keim has filed. Those three have filed. There are four seats open, so there could be a write-in candidate. And, early voting, absentee voting, in person and by mail voting for the local election will be open September 22nd.
Wow,
okay,
nice.
It's Stacy from the YK Fitness Center again. Hi, Stacy.
Hello. Sorry to bug you again, but I forgot that I need to do a shout out for anybody interested in becoming a swimming instructor.
Oh.
I'm going to be doing a swim instructor training class.
Oh, that's great. Is that free as well?
That is free as
well.
Oh, my gosh. I don't have dates on it yet, but we're going to do an informational meeting next Friday at 5:30 p.m. for anybody who thinks that they're interested.
Now, is this a, like a certification kind of training?
Yes.
Like so water safety instructor or something?
Yep. Uh-huh. Yep, that's exactly right. So we're certifying individuals to be swimming instructors,
mm-hmm.
and there's two levels of the certification. One is for people who are interested in just doing, like, beginner swimmers, so our preschoolers and our early, like, level one, level two swimmers. And then there's also the water safety instructor certification, which is doing all levels.
Oh, okay, good. I used to have a WSI. I'm surprised they still even have that. I got mine, like, late 70s.
Well, I mean, they've updated the material.
Oh, no, but, I mean, it's still called a WSI. I mean... Yeah. All right.
Yep.
Well, good. Yep. Well, thank you. I'm glad.
Yeah, and it's a national certification, just like the lifeguard training is. So it's open to anybody, and it can travel with you if you're going off to college or going elsewhere. Ideally, you'd stay and teach for the fitness center, but it's open to all.
Oh, okay. And now, is the swim team up and running?
The swim team is happening, yes.
Okay, yeah.
So
I think Sage is the coach.
Awesome. And they practice on weekdays from 6:30 a.m. to 7:30 a.m. So any of our adult swimmers, if you're trying to get in and get your laps in, you want to come in before 6:30 or after 7:30 on those weekday mornings. And if you're in junior high or senior high, I do believe it's not too late to join the team. So if there's any junior high or senior high swimmers interested in joining the team, I don't know what the contact information is for Sage, but they can talk to the principal over at the high school or Joe Arrowwood, the athletic director, can get them pointed in the right direction, or they can show up for practice on Monday at 6:30 a.m.
Excellent. Yeah, Matt and I won't be there at practice. But when I was younger, believe it or not.
I was going to say, I think you guys are a little outside the age cap. Junior high and senior high.
When I was in junior high and part of high school, I did go to 5:30 a.m. swim practice before
mm-hmm.
school, and then also 4:30 in the afternoon till like 6:30 swim practice.
Yeah, we only do the one a day.
Yeah. So I got that out of my system a long time ago. So,
no, but it's a great experience.
It is.
Like I said, it's
open
to junior and senior high students.
And it's just nice to know, like, because we live on a river, that people know how to swim or people took the safety instructor training and they can teach other members of their family to swim. So, yeah, it's
right. And
it's
that's why we want to get as many swim instructors certified as we can so we can offer more lessons and programs at the fitness center.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, okay, thanks for calling.
So if you're interested
in
being an instructor, come and see me next Friday at 5:30. Or come and talk to me anytime during the week.
Okay, cool. All right, thanks, Stacy.
Awesome. Thanks, Dan. Have a great day.
You too. Bye. Okay, we have another email about the... This is somebody who knows all the rides at the Alaska State Fair. So he's running them down. So anyway, I'm not sure what this one means. It's 1001 NAX. I don't know. I think that might have been the spelling on that. Is the only ride that is scary at the Alaska State Fair this year.
1001 NAX. I do have to search it up. I'm quite curious.
Yeah, I'm wondering what's the scary ride at the Alaska State Fair.
I wonder why they discontinued the Apollo and the Slingshot, because those were one of the two main attractions.
Right. I don't know.
Oh, it's 1,000 Nocts. Ooh, yeah, no, I
Nocts
definitely...
Nocts, like K-N-O-T-S?
N-A-C-H-T-S. So, yeah, Nocts, Nocts. But, like, it's again, it's, like, kind of like the Apollo, where they go in a, like, you know, they start off swinging left to right, and then eventually they gain momentum to go all the way around, and yeah, it's insane.
And that's what this Nox, this 1001 Nox is?
Yeah, I do want to show you a photo. It's insane.
Oh, you're going to run back here and show me a photo? Yeah, I got to see it. Okay. He's showing me the photo. Oh no, that's not okay. That looks scary. That's another one that goes around in a big circle, right? But it looks like people stay upright. They don't go upside down. But wow. Because that one would feel like you were kind of on the edge.
I'm sorry?
Something. That would feel like you were kind of on the edge
of
something.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Yeah, it's open seating. The Apollo is more secured because it was in like in a little like box, I guess.
Uh-huh.
But this one's more open seat.
Wow.
It's insane.
Okay. That's crazy. All right. Well, I mean, enough about the state fair that I now hope to go to. I'm going to work it out, work my schedule out so I can just be gone for that week.
Yeah, I love the churros there. Very nice.
And they're probably like fresh made.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, man. That's delish.
Oh, yeah. So yesterday, the Cultural Center actually did a live stream. They were streaming live. Bill Nye, the science guy, he was actually in Anchorage.
Right.
Yesterday, yeah.
Did you go to that?
I did not.
Oh, I couldn't make it, but I wonder how that was.
Yeah, no, I saw some photos
That's
yesterday.
Cool.
Yeah, he was going around Anchorage, and then he went to the Science and Careers building, I believe, on the UAA campus and did a segment there. Very nice.
Okay. All right, so, yeah, Bill Nye's really awesome. I would have. I bet that's recorded, though. I wonder if they'll.
No, it was live. It was streamed live.
But I mean, I wonder if there's a link to see it after the fact.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
Like, if there was a link to it. But, yeah, that library. They got a lot going on.
A lot.
Oh, my gosh.
Very, very good.
Oh, last weekend they did the summer reading closeout, the pages thing.
Yeah.
I went in there just to see, because they had it set up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, wow, how much fun was. And then the parking lot for the Cultural Center was full.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, and then that GCI event that they had, and then the free garage sale, too. I mean, they do lot of generous and a lot of great activities monthly here in Bethel.
Yeah, it's like a real community library, which is what you want. That's a really nice
thing. Yeah, and I actually got my first library card, like, a month ago, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Aw. Are you going to laminate it?
It is already laminated and
okay.
Everything.
Yeah.
I checked out a manga. It's like a Japanese Japanese manga.
Is it like an anime thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Cartoon?
I checked out Yu-Gi-Oh! I don't know if you know what that is, but it's this show from like the early 2000s.
Hmm.
So it's a world full of magic and like cards. It's a card playing game that they do, and then these animals, these creatures, these strong creatures from these cards that they play on their forearm.
Oh.
And they come to life, and then they battle each other. Insane.
Oh my gosh, okay. See, you know a lot about that stuff, which
is
cool.
Ooh, it is 10:28.
Oh,
so
yeah,
We're going to
go to our little break. We'll for about 2 minutes, and then we'll be back.
KYUK, 640 AM, Bethel, Alaska, 91.9 FM in Aniak, KCUK, 88.1 FM in Chivak, KWTB, 92.3 in Alakanak, 93.3 FM in KCEF, Chifornak, KHSK, Imanak, KUIT, Good News Bay, KKWG, Kongkiganak, KUZY, Nunamikwa, KWNQ, Kunahog, and KRMR, Russian Mission.
The Birthday Line. Send your friends and family a special message on their special day. Tune in and call in to The Birthday Line every weekday from 3:30 to 4 on KYUK 640 AM.
And good morning, everyone. Tuning in to KYUK 640 AM. We are back for the latter half of the talk line.
Okay, so I have a quick email, and this is... let's see, 4th to 6th cross-country race at movie theater, girls at 5:30, boys at 6 p.m.
I believe that's September 4, no, I don't know, 4th to 6th?
Or are we talking 4th graders, 6th graders? I don't know.
Ooh, yes, 4th to 6th grade, yeah, I believe that's 4th to 6th grade. I believe that's today. I could be wrong.
At the movie theater, okay, 5:30 girls, 4, 6 p.m. boys. Okay.
So. I don't know. If anyone has more information on that, do call in or email.
Yeah.
And we do have a caller.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Switch screens. Okay, Bonnie Gregory from Anchorage. Hi, Bonnie. Welcome.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I don't know who you are, but...
I'm Diane.
Oh, hi, Diane. Good morning.
Good morning.
I would like to make an announcement and... we're bringing Mom home on August 30, and that's on Saturday. And we're going to have the celebration of life at the VFW.
Mm-hmm.
And we're asking people to bring their favorite dish because there'll be like a potluck.
Oh.
And our whole family is excited to bring her home, and because, you know, Bethel is her home, and
That'll feel good.
Oh, it's going to bring closure and a lot of memories.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she raised us well, and it'll be at either 1 or 2 o'clock because we get there like about, maybe around noon, but we'll figure it out. But it should be by 2, and then we'll have the we'll head out to the cemetery and then come back to VFW and have a feast for her.
Mm, okay. That sounds like a good day. For family.
Again, want to thank everyone for the support that everyone's given us. And we're all going home and everything was paid for. So we're overwhelmed by the enormous donations and the prayers and the tickets. So we're just blessed by so many people and excited to lay her rest by our dad, Paul Gregory. And I'm going to speak Yupik really quick. Saturday, 2 o'clock, August 30. Anakatoi Kinkaluchi Yugugakto ni YK Delta me. Agaitum toy aspertuk. Koyanakpa Kinkamukluchi Kyursuta. Kitaki. Tangchikamchi. Thank you, Diane.
You're
God bless
welcome.
You.
Thank okay. you. I'm glad you called.
Oh, thank you. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. All right. So that's August 30th. Potluck in the afternoon for Mary
yep,
Griffin.
At 2 p.m.
Yeah, 2 p.m. Oh, no, at 3 p.m.
Oh, 3 p.m. Okay, sorry
at the
about
VFW
that.
Building. And you can bring a dish. That would be appreciated. So.
And I did get confirmation on that cross-country email earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the cross-country race is today. So 4th grade through 6th grade, cross-country race at the movie theater, girls at 5:30 p.m. and boys at 6 p.m.
Oh, okay. Okay, got it. That'll be nice to see those youngsters running. Yeah, that's what I... Yeah, he emailed back and said, yeah, the cross-country race is today. So, all right, here are the numbers for you to call in. Would love to hear from you. 543-5985. 543-2756, 800-995-8954, and you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. Excuse me. And you know you can be anonymous for your calls and your emails. Oh, sorry. I have a little wood frog in my throat. I saw a lot of people berry picking this last weekend, going after some blueberries, but a lot of blackberries. So there seems to be pretty good blackberries going on. And you don't have to go that far to get some, too. And I see the cranberries are most of the way red, but I know not really ready until like a little bit into September, maybe.
Correction, Bonnie did call back. It is apparently 2 p.m. 2 p.m.
Which one? Oh, okay.
Yeah, it may say 3 p.m. on our announcements, but
okay.
I will get that updated.
Oh, no problem. Awesome. Okay, yeah. 2 p.m., August 30th, VFW. Bring a dish, a celebration of life for Mary Gregory.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Awesome. Glad we got that clarified. And then... Matthew, are you familiar with the bunchberry?
A bunchberry? I am not.
Okay, so that's a berry that starts to appear now. People don't really pick it, though, and I've tasted it. It's got no real taste.
Oh, I've seen them before, but...
Well, they're usually around this time,
mm-hmm.
and they're on a plant that's it's above the ground, so it's not laying on the ground like blackberries and crowberries.
Yeah.
I mean, the cranberries tend to be. And they're called bunch berries because they are in bunches. So there'll be like four or five of them all clustered together, and they're very beautiful red color.
Yeah. I've seen those before for sure.
Esther has me like, I've gone out and gotten some for her before,
mm-hmm.
and I think she might put them in a gudeg because it has a little bit of a like texture to it.
Mm, yeah, you know. Apparently it's creeping dogwood. That's what it says here on the...
Yeah, it can look like a dwarf dogwood before the flower comes on. Because it's got a white flower. A little white, like a white star-looking flower. But that's what's happening now in terms of berries.
Okay, for sure.
The only, like, flower that you're going to find... You might find these little blue flowers that are called mountain harebells. There might be a little bit of monk's hood. I mean, it's really tapering off. The one I'm looking for now, which usually comes very late in summer, is something called the twin flower. And it's a twin flower because it's two tiny pink flowers. Very tiny, like they're just a half inch off the ground. And they smell really good.
Okay.
But you have to get a bunch of them because they're tiny. But there's always two, so that's why it's twin flower in English anyway.
Oh, that's really cool. That's very interesting.
Yeah. So now everything's just, now it's time to turn the colors.
I've got
to
get that
tundra.
I've got to get that plant because I'm a twin. What does that mean?
Oh. But do you look just like?
We are identical twins. Yeah.
Is it brother or sister? Okay, brother. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, and you guys look like totally alike and everything?
Mm-hmm.
Does he have
a
beard?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But he keeps his face clean shaved.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You're the rough and tumble one. Okay.
Yes.
Got it.
Yeah, I should definitely check out the twin flower. I've never seen. You said they grow around here, right?
Which one?
The twin flower.
Twin flowers, yeah.
Okay.
Hard to find though.
Yeah, I've never really seen one before.
No, and I
to think of it.
Actually, there's a couple places I go just to check because I tend to find them there.
Where would you go?
Well, I mean,
somewhere.
I don't think it's any of your business. Yeah. Where I find my twin flower. Yeah.
No, it was very cool. It was very interesting.
No,
I didn't know that type of existed, really.
I didn't even, like, but now I looked at, the whole time I'm walking, I'm just looking down. Because I really like the way the leaves now on the ground are going to turn these vibrant colors. Mm-hmm. Like the bear berry, which has that blackberry. It's like the shy,
yeah.
Esther nicknamed it the shy berry.
Okay.
And the leaves on that one are going to get, like, fiery red.
Mm.
And, yeah, the different leaves, like there's a couple of cottonwood trees out beyond, if you go down Oil Spill Road, that trail.
Oil Spill?
Well, I always call it the Oil Spill
Trail. Oh, Standard
trail.
Oil?
No, the trail. Oh, up by a BIA, just before you get through the gates to old BIA, to the right, there's trail.
Yeah,
and I always called it Oil Spill Trail.
Okay.
I guess because that's what they created that when there was an oil spill from the BIA buildings.
Okay,
I didn't know that. Yeah, so they had to build that in order to get in there to clean up where it was draining down.
I didn't know that. That's a fun fact. That's cool.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So then people kept it up, like four-wheelers go out there, people go out, you know, hunting or birding or birding, like, for soup.
Mm-hmm.
Or birding with your binoculars. That's what I tend to do. But anyway, yeah, so.
Ooh, and we also got another email from Zach.
Oh, yeah.
What's always that? Appreciate Zach sending in some information.
Tidbits.
So, reminder, Tuesday and Wednesday, state fairs close, so plan something different.
Oh, my
gosh.
For
sure, yeah,
now,
I will.
Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Okay, so.
Now I know.
Wait, does it work like state fairs open on Monday?
Monday.
And then Tuesday, Wednesday closed, and Thursday, Friday
Thursday,
open?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, yeah. I think they're closed 2 days out of the week.
Now, that's strange that it would start, get everyone there, but then they've got to wait 2 more days to really...
Mm-hmm. They start on August 15th, so they already did start last week.
Is a whole strung-out thing.
Yeah, August 15th, August 15th to September 1.
Right.
Ooh, and I also have another announcement. ME posted this. The advisory school board will have a meeting Tuesday, August 26th at the ME school at 6 p.m.
Okay.
And they posted their agenda on their Facebook page. So.
Cool. Okay, cool. All right, so let's see. We had some fitness center announcements. We had our hello greetings from CHEVAC, KCUY.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I also have another announcement.
Mm-hmm.
The City of Bethel, attention residents, the Bethel Fire Department is conducting their annual hydrant flow testing in Asha Heights and City Subdivision. So that's Housing and City Sub.
Mm-hmm.
During that time, you may see a temporary increase in the amount of sediment in your pipe water. I think that's why the color is, the water is discolored a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Please note that the water remains safe to drink, even though it doesn't look like it.
Okay.
Residents are encouraged to check and clean their water filters regularly during this period to help reduce sediment buildup in your pipe. So if you do not have a filter... running the tap for a short period may help clear the lines. So if you have any questions, you could call the fire department at 543-2131. Again, fire department 543-2131. Because I know people get mixed up with the ABCP RHA number because it's 3121.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Again, the fire department 543-2131 and public works at the City of Bethel 543-3110.
Okay, so that's what's happening with your water if you've noticed something. All right, we have a caller coming in that we'll take. Okay. And our caller is John Nick. Good morning, John.
Hi, Diane. How are you guys doing?
Good. Good to hear from you. What's up? How are you?
Oh, I just wanted to call in and thank everyone who comforted me. I lost my cat a couple of days ago, a day ago. And, you know, it's like losing a family member.
Oh,
it's really hard.
Your cat?
Yeah, I've lost just my second one. I have one more left. And, you know, it's really hard when you have an animal, you have to let him go. But he had cancer, and I was trying to hold on. I couldn't hold on anymore. I had to help him go faster.
Oh.
So I had to put him down.
Yeah.
Boy, it's really hard. Like, you know, it reminds me of my family member, my brother and all that. You flash his back, you know.
Absolutely, yeah.
Hard to deal with death, you know, even if it's an animal.
I know, yep.
You know.
I've been through that too.
Especially when you love them, they're family. They give you unconditional love always, you know.
Yeah, and they know who you are. You know, they know that.
Yeah, you know their personality.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fun watching, being with them.
How long did you have your cat?
We're like a father to them. Pardon me?
How long did you have your cat?
I had them for a long time, but. 10 years or 15 years.
Oh, wow.
I've had a lot of cats and dogs. That's the one thing hard about it. Some people don't go back to it, but knowing me, I care for animals all the time. And, you know, we're like a parent to them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I was brought up during the days when we used to mush all the time, you know. Our animals came first before we did. That's just the way it is with me from here on.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's hard, especially when you're losing your best friend. Went through everything with you, sadness, happiness, and, you know, all the turmoils of life. But, you know, it's hard to go on, but now that he's no longer suffering, I'm glad now. I know the hard part was listening, moaning, and groaning, you know, hurting.
Yeah.
Now he's at peace with my family. Now we're all happy to see him. And that's one thing I pray. All animals, I think, go to heaven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And anyways, it's hard, but I'm healing now. You know that now.
Mm-hmm.
All I got to dig them graves over here and then put in the rest.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to let people know that when something like that happens to you, there's always people who comfort you, and all the people who comforted me made me feel very good, you know.
Yeah,
and
that's nice.
Want to move on in life instead of, you know, being at a standstill.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate and love everyone, even you, Diane, your program and everything else.
Even Diane.
we get to express how we feel, you know.
Yeah,
You've been doing that for a long time, and we have a really good heart.
Yeah, a long time. Yeah. Well, you've been a long time caller too.
Yes, I have. Well, I was really hard on Jalissa when they were hard on us.
Yeah.
And they kind of, I eased off and rebuilt again, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Still battle them once in a while. It's good to laugh, you know.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
Anyway, everyone have a really good week and prosperous weekend. And when you're driving your boat and stuff, please don't drink and drive. And make sure everyone has a life preserver.
Yeah.
You know, that's very important. Because your life is matter like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
We're a community here. We're all together as a family. And when we have a loss, even in the villages or anywhere else, it's impacted us hard, you know. So.
Okay, yeah.
Please.
Well, I'm sorry for your loss of your beloved
pet. I am too, but healing. I'm feeling a little better each day. I'm glad I expressed my feelings about that.
If
somebody else might need that help too, you know.
Everybody's
got animals.
Oh, you know, somebody right now is hearing this and relating to it.
Yes,
yeah,
ma'am.
Absolutely.
Prayer helps a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, thank you, Dan.
All
good
right.
to hear you. I'll call you so often.
Thanks, John. I'm glad you made it on.
I did. And everyone have a real good week, and I want to thank everyone once again.
Yeah.
Yeah, Payana.
Thank you.
Yes. You're welcome.
All right, so I have an email I'm going to read. Excuse me. And the email goes like this, getting fed up with online bingo hosters, especially when your other half is doing it behind your back. Okay, this is an anonymous email. you guys don't know if the players' families are struggling, so all you hosters out there, if you hear this, may the supreme being have mercy on your souls. Sounds like a struggle with, I mean, gambling is, it's an addiction like
yeah.
any other kind. It's really and really powerful addiction. But yeah, so okay, well, thank you for emailing in.
I also have another announcement. Came from the it's an advisory announcement. It came from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. Kuskokwim River Salmon Fishery Announcement Number 7. I believe this is for commercial fishing, if anyone does any commercial fishing here.
Mm-hmm.
This is an announcement from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game in Bethel for commercial fishers in the Kuskokwim area. There are no registered commercial salmon processors in the Kuskokwim River. Fishers must be registered with the department, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, as a catcher slash seller and ensure they have a market prior to fishing. The Coho salmon run continues to be strong with 369,000 fish through the sonar as of August 19, which was 3 days ago. Subsistence fishers report satisfaction with their harvest, which is reflected in the low harvest effort, minimal effort, and harvest is expected during these commercial opportunities. District 1, commercial fishing with drift or set gill nets will open daily, starting at 12 p.m. and closing at 6 p.m. from August 20 through August 30. Gear, drift or set gill nets will be 6-inch or less mesh and may not exceed 50 fathoms in length and 45 meshes in depth. District 1, this area is defined as the portion of the Kuskokwim River upstream from a line from the Apokuk Slough. Do apologize if I'm mispronouncing that. To the southernmost tip of Eek Island to Bopukmute. I do apologize once again.
I don't know that one. Okay.
And once again, if I am mispronouncing these, I do apologize. To the southernmost tip of the Eek Island to Bopukmute at the to the line between ADFNG regulatory markers located at the mouth of Bogus Creek. So if you for additional information concerning this advisory announcement, ADFNG, you could contact Sam Decker at the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. Sam Decker at 907-459-7295.
Okay. Well, thank you. Now we have another email about an event. Oh, Saturday and Sunday. Bring your own crafts to KUC Room 118, and different people can come, bring your crafts, work on it with each other, you know, see what other people are doing, maybe get some tips on a particular craft you're working on. And that'll be Saturday and Sunday in Room 118 from 12 to 5 p.m.
Do you know who's hosting this workshop or this event?
I'm wondering if it's Golga Oscar. Mm. He's our arts our Native arts coordinator.
Yeah.
But he was down at a show where he was showing some of his own work, and I'm not sure he's back for that. It's not going to be necessarily teaching.
Mm.
It's like a gathering, like come, hang out, work on the crafts you're doing, show each other, maybe get tips like that. I don't think it's necessarily instructional, but like if I know if Oscar was there, he'd be able to give some also some tips on some of the projects people might have.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't know off the top of my head the some of those details. So, yeah. All right, so are you going to go see any of these two movies, Nobody 2 or The Naked Gun? And you don't even need, like, nephews excuse to go. I mean, these are, like, grown-up movies.
Finally.
You can go on your own.
most definitely I'll try to check out that gun movie. What is it?
The Naked Gun? The Naked Gun, yeah.
Yeah, I'll probably go check out that. Have you seen Nobody 2?
No, but I heard it's not bad.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, for sure. I'll definitely check it out then. Yeah, I'll definitely check out the movie theater before I leave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There you go, yeah. And they usually have one movie. Each movie stays 2 weeks, but they're not at the same time. So, like, you could see one. Like, Naked Gun will probably be here also next weekend.
Yeah.
But Nobody 2, this is probably its last weekend because it was there last weekend. So, that would be the time to see that one. All right, well, I think we're kind of winding down here with our show. Hope people have a really nice weekend, and I hope school's getting going for kids in a good way, and people are enjoying that.
Yeah, don't forget routines for these kids.
My gosh, routines, yeah. Yeah, yeah, good advice, young man. How's your routine going?
Apparently I don't practice what I preach. I'm just kidding. No, apparently it's good. It's good for sure. I definitely have something going.
All right, good. Well, so I think we'll go ahead and wrap up. That's okay, Matt?
Yeah.
And carry on with our Friday afternoon.
Yeah, and again, I will not be here next week,
Oh, we'll have to dig someone up.
For sure. All right, everyone have a great weekend. You as well, Diane.
You
have a
too.
Good week. And thanks for everyone calling in to Talk Line. And thank you, Diane.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you. as I looked half the valleys down below. They were green just as far as I could see. As my memory turned, oh, how my heart did yearn for you and the days it used to be. High on the mountain, oh, wind blowing free, thinking about the days it used to be. High on the mountain, oh, standing all alone, wondering where the years of my life had flown.
And keep you always. May your wishes all come true. May you always do for others and let others do for you. May you build a ladder to the stars, climb on every rung. May you stay forever young, forever young, forever young. May you stay forever. May you always know the truth and see the light surrounding you. May you always be courageous, stand upright and be strong. May you stay forever. May you have a strong foundation when the wind changes should.
May your heart always be joyful. May your song always be sung. May you stay forever young. Forever young. Forever young. May you
and sing. He loved
hear him singing to his muley cow. Calling, come on, my sweet old girl. I bet the whole damn world we're gonna make it yet to the end of the road. Singing hard times ain't gonna rule my mind. Hard times ain't gonna rule my mind. Bessie, hard times ain't gonna rule my mind no more. I said it's a mean old world, heavy in me, and that big machine is just stepping on wine. We all get to heaven in our own sweet time. So come on, Asheville boys, turn up your old time noise and kick till the dust comes up from the cracks in the floor. Thank you.
Outside of some small Texas town, car broke down. We started walking, but my feet got tired, so we sat down and started talking. I said, if I were you, I would try just a little harder to take love as a gift, not some prize you have to bargain for. Just think, open up your heart, I want the whole thing. Just think, set aside your secrets and baby tell me about your dreams. 'Cause honey, we'd all have it the same. You say says
You think they know you. think you know somebody, but man, you never do. Jackie used to live three blocks away from me. We used to throw the baseball and we'd climb his old oak tree, and we would sneak his old man's cigarettes behind the picket fence. Swore that we would always be the best of friends. We used to sit out on the curb and talk on summer nights until Jackie's daddy called him, and then he took off like a light.